Okay, we ran the anti-pork chop virus program, and we're back in business. You might recall that I had returned from a very important mission and was in the process of waking up my assistant, who was sleeping his life away under the gas tanks. At the sound of my voice, he leaped to his feet and began staggering around in circles and muttering bits of nonsense in rhymes. I observed his weird behavior and took notes on everything until at last his eyes came into focus. At that point, he stared at me and said, "Oh, hi. Gosh, did I fall asleep?" "Yes, you did, Drover, and we need to discuss that. You see, while you slept, I was called out on a very important mission."
"Gosh, did I go along?"
"No, you did not go along. You slept through the whole thing, and I was forced to enter the chicken house without backup." He blinked his eyes and sat down.
"The chicken house? What were you doing in there?"
"Responding to a distress call, Drover."
"Did you eat any eggs?"
I gave him an icy glare. "Soldier, I'll try to forget you said that. For the sake of your career, we'll strike it from the record."
"Boy, I love eggs."
"The fact that you love and crave eggs, Drover, doesn't mean that the rest of us spend our lives thinking about..." I leaped to my feet and paced a few steps away. "Drover, I must ask you a personal question, but you must promise never to discuss this with anyone."
"That'll be easy. I can't even remember what you said."
"I haven't said anything yet."
"Oh, sorry."
I filled my lungs with air. "Drover, our reports indicate that, until moments ago, you were asleep. Is that correct?"
"Oh, yeah. It was great. I love sleep."
"This court didn't ask you if you loved sleep. Just answer the question." Drover glanced around.
"Which court?"
"Drover, please try to concentrate. And let me ask the questions."
"Okay, I think I got it now."
"Great." I began pacing. "Drover, we've established the fact that you were asleep, and we suspect that you were also dreaming. Is that correct?"
"Well, let me think here."